This is the 4th of July, 1995, and I'm Valentina Bold. At the moment, I'm in Harrow, London, about to interview people at the Westminster House Nursing Home about their memories of going to cinema in the 1930s.
I lived near Kensington, and I was going to the Odeon at Kensington. Do you know the
I don't. Odeon? I've heard of it actually, but yes. I've not seen it myself. Hello.
There we are. Now don't forget any of my secrets away.
Well, I've been asking anyone if they would mind me putting a tape recorder on, so any secrets will be done.
Oh,
darling.
Uh-oh, where have you been? Stay there, my precious, I'll get you. Here, Celia, I've got a chair for you, look.
Yeah, I'll park in this.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh,
I've got, I'm going to put you next to your friends.
Yeah.
Now, Celia, you've got the Queen's chair. Where have you been?
No, only in the corridor.
Only in the corridor. We couldn't find you. We thought you'd run away.
Just in the corridor.
Right, there we
are. Was that pretty?
Button off.
Button off, right, thank you.
You took yours off.
There we are, there's Val. Now this lady, I'll introduce you to Celia Pickett. Hello. You've got it on there.
Pleased to meet you.
This young lady, I won't tell you her age. I think she's fantastic. That's May.
Yeah.
That's Norma.
Yes.
The only gentleman, so you behave yourself. John. And another lovely lady, Lillian.
That's okay. Great.
So I'll keep popping in. I've got to channel, but I'll come back, because if they do get a bit... Okay.
Yeah, please say if you're finding it a bit hard going or anything. I was saying to the others just now, I'm here today to find out a bit about your memories of going to the cinema, and I'm particularly interested in the 1930s. So the first thing I should maybe ask is, would you mind if I asked one or two questions about yourself, just so that I can get an idea? Nothing too grueling. The first thing I wanted to make sure I had right was everyone's year of birth, so I knew how old everyone was. Yeah. Can I ask you, Celia, how old are you?
Well, I'm in my 80s.
Yes. What year were you born in? What year were you born in?
1910.
1910, that's great. And were you born locally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, locally, in North London anyway.
That's great. So was it Harrow you were from?
No. Are you in London?
Yeah. That's great.
Near King's Cross, do you know it at all?
I don't know London very well, I'm afraid. That's great. And can I ask the same question if you may? What year were you born in?
1897.
I'm
a Diamond Jubilee baby.
Yeah. I'm amazed. I really am amazed to hear you say that.
It's a specialty.
Yes. And where were you born?
Fulham.
Fulham. That's great.
Fulham Palace Road.
That's great.
Fulham Palace Road.
And can I ask the same from you?
Yes, I was 1904.
1904?
Yes.
And you were saying you were born...
I was born in Wandsworth.
Wandsworth.
And I stayed there till I was five, and then I went down to Eastleigh near Southampton. My father's works was moved, so I went there. So I didn't stay in London till after I was five.
That's great. And can I ask you, John,
what... 1914.
1914. And where were you born? Where were you born?
Where?
Yeah.
Kentish Town.
That's great.
In the market. It's a picture.
about travelling. It was taken in 1918.
That's a beauty.
My father come over from the war.
Which one?
It's me, the smallest one.
The small one, with the cheeky smile.
And you bread pudding in them days.
That's lovely.
Bread puddings and brawn.
Yeah, lovely, they were.
That's lovely. I don't know if you've seen this before.
No.
His father went back and he got gassed. In Lakeville, it was the last gas attack in 18 in France.
It's a beautiful photo, it's lovely.
This is your whole family. That's great. Lovely. This is you. What regiment was he in, Pug? What regiment was your father in?
The Sussex.
Oh, was he?
Royal Sussex.
Royal Sussex, yes. Lovely. And you said he got gassed in the war, did he?
The last gas attack in 1918.
Oh, did he?
He went back, it was early 1918, and he went back. It was about the middle of 1918, the Germans sent the last of the gas attacks.
Oh, no,
he got caught. He'd come home, but he died soon after. His lungs was in the way.
That's sad, isn't it?
When the war came, I joined the same regiment.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
My husband was in the Royal Artillery.
I see.
So, of course, when I see anything to do with the Royal Artillery, I'm very patriotic.
Winning all the officers, of course, and I ended up catching
the
same regiment.
That reminds me, the other thing I wanted to ask was, could I ask everyone how old you were when you left school?
14.
And did you go straight into work?
No. I stayed home for about a year, I think. I started about 15 or 16.
Can I ask what jobs you did?
I was in the fur trade.
That's great. And have you lived most of your life in North London, or?
Well, yes, I have really.
Yeah.
I've moved around a bit, but not very far away.
That's great. And were you married?
I married in 1928 or something like that.
That's great. And do you have a family yourself? Do you have children?
Yes, I've got three children.
That's great. And can I ask you the same questions, May? How old were you when you left school?
I haven't a clue.
Roughly?
I think I must have been somewhere about 13, 14.
About 13.
14, something like that.
That's great. And did you go straight into work when you left school?
No. Soon after, I went helping somebody with their children.
That's great.
For a time. Then the war came along and we all wanted to go on munitions, and I went to S.G. Brown's on doing what do they call it now? Scientific instrument making.
That must have been very skilled work.
Pardon?
It must have been very skilled work, that.
Well, it was, I think, yes. There were not a lot of us there, but we were doing it for submarines.
Oh. It's interesting. It sounds like something to ask about another time. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
And have you always lived in London?
More or less, various places. Well, Surrey, I think, part of the time. When we lived in Fulwell, which is between Twickenham and Teddington.
That's great. And were you married yourself?
I married in 1921 on the 4th of June.
That's
74
great.
Years ago.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And do you have a family yourself?
I had one son.
That's great.
He was a regular officer in the army. In the war, he was with the British military mission to Ethiopia. He was sent out there. He was trained at Sandhurst, and he was commissioned into the Prince of Wales Own, stationed at Richmond in New York, and he went out to Ethiopia with the British military mission. He stayed out there, he was there with the commission that welcomed Haile Selassie when he came back to Ethiopia.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I've got a picture of him in his officer's uniform. He was a major when he came home. Mm-hmm. And so he had to revert to his substantive rank of captain because he was 29. Uh-huh. And they couldn't hold their majority until they were 35.
They must have thought very highly of him then, in that case.
Yeah. His picture's on my table in the room.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it, I might have brought it round with me.
Yeah. I'd like to see that sometime. It sounds it's an interesting story. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he died in 51 as a result of an accident.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. It is. Yeah. Can I ask you, Norma, the same questions?
I can't remember the year of dates and things like that since I got older, and names, but I got married. I left school when I was 14, and I left school. I lived down near Southampton then, and my mother heard of a little job in a private hotel in Winchester, and the family owned the hotel, and they wanted somebody to go and help them in their own home part. And I went there and worked for them. And during the evenings, when the waiters and the waitresses used to do the dinners, waiting on the people, they used to let me go in and trail around with the vegetables. So I learned to work in a hotel,
I
worked in several hotels after when I got older.
That's great. And do you have a family yourself? Do you have children?
Yes, I had two sons and a daughter.
That's great. John.
Sorry.
John, how old were you when you left school? How old were you when you left school?
14.
14. And did you go straight into work then?
Pardon?
Did you go
straight to work?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was your first job?
Ornamentation in Prash and all this. In the Royal Properties, Buckingham Palace and all them places. House of Parliament, House of Commons, Downing Street.
Interesting.
All them. Place, Kensington House.
Yeah.
All the Royal Properties, we used to do all the enrichments on the ceilings and cornices and all that sort of thing, all around the fireplaces. My grandfather, my father, my elder brother and myself.
I'll need to.
They all died, and I was about 60, they had all died.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 65, I packed up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody's doing it now, haven't
I? No. I was thinking the next time I go to one of these places, I'll have to... The next time I get a chance to go to one of these places, I'll look out for your work. I'm saying that if I go to one of these places you've mentioned, one of these royal palaces, I'll know to look out for your work.
All some of them have been done by us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
we were the only four people that used to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty of money in it. We have plenty of money.
I bet.
Interesting.
Job that you had a lot of patience because it was all done by hand. Everything is carved by hand and then stuck up there.
Goodness me.
These cornices, they're run up there. But the egg and dart in between, that's stuck. You make that on the ground and you stick it onto the cornice afterwards. The main cornice is run solid. Moulds.
I see.
Also, I always loved those
corn
shoes. The other pieces are stuck on afterwards. You make them on the bench.
I see.
And you stick them on with glass afterwards.
Very unusual line of work. It's a very unusual line of work, that.
Well, I suppose it was really.
It's craft, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose I've walked past the Queen about 1,000 times, Prince Philip, nearer than you as I've walked by.
Yeah.
Different corridors and just, hello ma'am, just like that.
Yeah. I've used the toilets that I used to use. Old-fashioned toilets, they are too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody normally would want to live in Buckingham Palace. They're 22 foot high. Well, they're as high as these things, if not more high. Yeah. That place is not lived in. It's not like an ordinary house where it's been lived in, you know, people have had a smoke and a drink.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's all foreign to the ordinary person, really. It's not very nice.
Yeah.
The Queen's got her bedroom, Phillips has got his bedroom.
Which Queen was it?
Huh?
Was it our present Queen that you used to see? Was it our present Queen that you used to see?
Yes.
So have you always lived in... Have you always lived in London then?
Yes, always.
Always. That's great. And were you married yourself?
Yes, I was married in 1938.
That's great.
I went in the war, I came back and we had a son.
Yeah.
And the wife, she had a cancer on her kidney, so they operated and took it out, and they had to take the fallopian tubes as well away, so she couldn't have no more children, but she had a good life after that. And we had the one boy, we wanted a family, so to see who we were, we had three or four children.
Yeah.
So we was unlucky, but still we had everything else. We had a car, house, gardens, everything like that. And then she'd been dead 6 years now, just over 6 years. She got another cancer on the other kidney, and they couldn't operate, you see. Mm. So that's how it was. Mm-hmm. And boy, now he's a computer barber still. He wouldn't come in there. Trade. He wouldn't come into the classroom trade, he wouldn't have it at all. So he went to college till he was 26, he'd come out. He's been a computer expert ever since, which is a lovely job.
Yes, it certainly is.
He's got plenty of money, he's got a nice car, every year.
That sounds great.
Did that to all his hands.
Yeah. You must be proud of him. Lillian, can I ask you the same questions? How old were you when you left school?
I left school in the July, and I was 17 in December.
That's great.
I went to be a GPO telephonist.
And did you continue to work as a telephonist?
Yes, until I was married in September the 2nd, 1939, the day before war broke out.
Goodness me.
I went and lived in Woking in Surrey. We lived there until my husband retired in 1969.
That's great.
And we went to live in Minehead in Somerset.
Ah. And do you have children yourself?
No.
No. That's great.
And I came up here four years ago.
That's great. Well, thanks for bearing with me while I ask these questions, because I know it takes a while.
These questions, but
well, it's really because we're talking to quite a lot of people about going to the cinema. It's quite interesting to get an idea about things like, say, people that were in their 30s, in the 30s, versus people that were in their teens, and what sort of films they like, that sort of thing.
Well, I've been married a month for the first time I went to a cinema. That was in 1921. And I didn't like them, and I haven't been very many times since.
Right.
I didn't like sitting in the dark.
No.
And didn't know who was sitting on the other side of us.
Yeah.
And I didn't like them, and so I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Because I was interested. I mean, everyone seems to come from quite different areas.
Yeah. A lot of us do, yes, in here.
And I know you were saying before you both came in that you used to go to the cinema about once a week.
Yes, I did. Line up, and it used to be about tuppence, didn't it?
When I was 10 o'clock Saturday morning, you could go in for a penny.
We used to go in
the old money.
Saturday morning. But I got an adult, we used to go to the cinema every week. Mm. But you had to queue up outside for ages.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, the music was supplied by a pianist.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. And she used to have to drum it away when the cinema, you know, someone went running in a train or some other fine thing, and she would play harder and harder. In fact, my husband's cousin was a pianist in a cinema.
Oh, fancy. Then they aspired to organs, didn't they?
Yeah, pardon?
Then didn't they have organs?
After that, they went to organs.
Yes.
We used to have the organ that used to come up.
That's right.
Up from the floor.
I remember something about it.
That was after, of course, after they had the talk, when talk is done.
Yes.
Because, of course, it wasn't talk is
done. Yes, I remember. Once or twice going to see war films with my husband, and the organ used to come up from down below and down below too.
Because I brought along some photographs of cinemas in Harrow. I'm not sure if they'll be ones that you remember, but certainly there are things like there's the Wealdstone Odeon, and I know there were Odeons all over.
Yeah, there were several Odeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
favourite call,
wasn't
it?
Yeah,
Odeon.
Favourite name for them.
Yeah.
I mean,
there were two in Uxbridge, I remember. We used to have two in Ruislip at one time, the Astoria and the Rivoli.
Yeah.
But the Rivoli were closed down and Sainsbury's built there.
Yeah.
And the Astoria's closed now.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it's the same for a lot of the cinemas round about here.
Well, television did that.
Yeah. Mm. They turned a lot of them into bingo halls. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right, they did.
That's where I used to live.
Is it?
Some one time. In Wealdstone.
Ah, really? Yes. When was that? When were you living in Wealdstone?
Are you Scotch?
Yes, I am, yes.
I thought you were.
Yeah.
I'm interested when you say that, you remember the Wealdstone Odeon. What was that like inside?
Oh, no, I used to love it there in the cinema.
Was it on the corner?
Spend my life there.
Was it on the corner opposite St John's Church? In Harrow?
Yes, I think I remember it.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a picture of it here. Actually, I think that might... Is that the inside of it there, or is that...
I don't know about that.
No.
But I remember that one.
Yes.
Well, yes, that's right. And across on that other corner, Debenhams is now.
Was it Sopers?
No, Sopers was
enough. Sopers.
Yes.
They were there together, weren't they?
That's right, yes.
Was that quite a popular cinema then, that Odeon?
Yeah, it was quite a popular one. They were all popular, really.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember because we used to go to the lunchtime concerts in St John's Hall.
That's
right. Alternate prizes.
Because that was something I wanted to ask about as well. If I'd heard that there were sometimes tea dances or things in some of the cinemas round here. I don't know if that's something you ever came across.
What did you say?
Tea dances in tea some of the bigger cinemas.
Yes, they used to have them in Harrow, in Sopers, didn't they?
Yes.
Upstairs, you used to have a cup of tea and they had about three or four orchestra. Used to play a couple of fiddles, probably in a piano.
Mm. That's interesting.
It used to be played sometimes from about 3:30 till 5:00.
That's right.
Yes. It was quite a thing to do, to go to the tea, to orchestras like that.
So there were other things happening locally.
And also, there was Pindry Park Empire.
Right.
And we live near Pindry Park too.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So were there differences between the cinemas where you lived? Were there some that were more upmarket, say, than others?
Yeah, a lot of difference.
Yeah.
There was another big cinema on the left-hand side in Harrow. But now I think there's a marketplace just below. You made me think of it when you said market.
Yeah.
It's now a market, I believe. I think they have it open on Thursdays.
Yeah. So a lot of these cinemas really have gone. I mean, I've got another one here as well, the Dominion in Harrow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dominion. That's right.
Is that the one you were...
That's yeah. I think oh, that's yeah.
the mini in Oxford Street.
Yes, there is one there. Yeah.
Yeah, that one I remember very well.
We used to be yes, the that's on the left hand side
as you went round. Way, that's very well.
I remember, yeah. yes.
Yeah.
It's difficult for me to imagine what these cinemas were like. You were saying that there were queues outside them.
They were lovely cinemas. Yeah. They were elaborate. Yeah. But after a little while, they divided them up and you could go to two cinemas in one, from one.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the same entrance, but when you got inside, you
I think
could
that's
go
still
to
there.
Different yeah. cinemas. That's I didn't like
Dominion.
It so much.
That's when you remember as well.
I never went there very much then.
I think at one stage, one time, they started having what you call turns, you know, they used to have someone to sing, they used to do that, didn't they? They used to have someone, like a concert in the middle of the cinema.
Yeah.
You used to have someone singing or reciting or a comic or something, more like a stage show.
Mm.
I didn't see anything about it. But I know that they divided them up.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be two cinemas in the same old, in the same
building.
Building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was quite the same. I think we stopped going, I suppose, because there was something at home to television, probably.
Do you think then, I'm interested in what you said just now, do you think that the atmosphere in the cinemas in the 30s was different?
Yeah.
Was there something?
I don't know. I haven't been to a cinema for years and years.
No.
I can't remember when I went last.
I mean, because as your children grow up, it's them that's going to the cinema, not you.
So, did you go to the cinema more at certain times of your life? Do you think?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think when you first started courting, you went to the cinema.
Yes, that's right.
Regularly.
You used to go with your boyfriend, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, then when you got married and had children, you had to stay home. Well, I had Christopher, one of my sons, and my eldest daughter was working, my first daughter, and she used to say to me, she'd come home and she said, "You can go to the cinema if you like tonight. I'll look after Christopher. I'll put him to bed."
It's interesting. So it was something to do with people going to the cinema. Is that right? I mean, would you go with a friend or boyfriend?
Yes.
Or
alone?
Not alone.
Because when you went to the children's cinema, we used to get excited if anything happened and say, "Look behind you, look behind you." Nothing was happening. "He's coming, he's coming."
Yeah.
I mean, what sort of stars did you like? Did you have any favourites among the film stars?
Oh, yes, I think we had. I can't remember names now. On the television the other night, there was is it Lana Turner?
Yes, she died, didn't she?
And it gave a little clip of one of her films. But she died. She was 70 something. She was on this air service.
Because amongst many of the early ones was Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin and Jackie, was it Jackie Coogan?
Yeah.
It was all little boy boys working with him.
Did you like the comedies then?
Yes.
And there was romances too. Nice romances.
I brought some stills from some of the 30s films. I wondered if there were ones that you liked. I mean, when you mentioned romances, I've got Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Oh, yes,
and
dancing.
Yes. Did you like
Fred Astaire?
Who was the dancing dance with?
Ginger Rogers. John, did you like films like that?
Yeah, this was in the 1920s,
1930s. 1930s,
yes. This was not old, really not.
Yeah.
First talkie was Al Jolson, was it?
Yes, it was Al Jolson.
Yeah.
Al Jolson, singing for.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
there was no cars in them days.
Yeah,
well,
no,
the
no.
First cars, which
you had to go by bus, didn't you? Yes.
So there was no travelling parking in them days, but I, 1931, I had a little Austin 7. I had a car all my life until last year.
Right.
I had to give it a bit. Yeah. The legs went, so.
But, and that colour chappy, the Sonny Sam was what, so sunny boy used to sit with him on his knee.
That's what you're doing, isn't it?
Sorry?
Recording their conversation.
That's right, yes. I was.
I thought that's what you were doing.
She did ask us if we minded, wasn't you here?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Then there was the first talkies, weren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking cinema.
Yeah.
There's
a little cinema they used to call the Flea Pit.
Oh,
yeah, where I lived in
Kitchener.
And it was all old, you know, it was the, no talkies, it was all silent films.
Yeah.
Because as you went in, you'd buy, so you know, I had perhaps two or three copies, so you'd buy
good.
A bag of peanuts,
yeah,
orange or something. Yeah, all the time, the film's on, is everybody crunching peanuts.
Yeah.
I used to walk about with a spray.
Yeah.
To a little
disinfectant
place.
Spray.
I think they called it the Playhouse in Greenford.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Well, after that, when I didn't used to
Bedford,
go to the.
Yeah.
We used to go to Shepherd's Wood. You could go up and the gods for sixpence.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was quite a popular place for people to go, Shepherd's Bush Empire. And I think it's being used for some of the television programmes being either recorded out there or it goes out from the Shepherd's Bush Empire. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. It is interesting to think, because, looking at the clothes and everything in these films, I've got one of Joan Crawford there. I don't know if she was one that you liked or we're talking a bit about musicals there. Did you have any other favourites in the musicals or
we used to have the old music hall at in Euston Road.
Yeah.
Old the Euston it was. This place we went to. I was only young then, quite young, but Mum used to take me.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So there was quite a lot of entertainments available.
We used to go to the Chiswick Empire.
Yes, it was a well-known place.
Yes,
Chiswick Empire.
Used to have some very good
shows on
there.
And like the...
Sometimes to the Hammersmith Palace.
Yeah. Yes, Hammersmith Palace.
Chiswick Empire was nearest to us.
Right.
Well, there was usually a musical somewhere locally that people could go to, wasn't there?
Mm.
Yeah.
Because we hadn't got radio then, had we?
No.
Is that right? I mean, did people tend to go out on a very local... Was there enough to do that you didn't really need to have to go very far, to go to the cinema?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have a piano and get round the piano and make our own music when we didn't have anything.
We do a lot of that at home, didn't we?
Yes, that's right. We used to have a good old sing-along of our own.
Yes,
we're having a sing-along here tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes, but in a different way. They try to be old-fashioned, but they're not, are they?
No.
It doesn't sound the same.
Yeah. I suppose it's different when you say doing that and you're with your own family, and it must be a different sort of thing.
We used to go to my grandfather's a lot, and he had an American organ, and he used to play that, and on Sunday evenings it was always the hymn singing he used to have Sunday evenings, and
lovely.
We all sat round in the room and sang with him.
Lovely.
He was awfully like King Edward to look at, but
was he?
Very like him.
Yeah. Other comics I liked was Laurel and Hardy.
I think I've got one of you.
Oh, they were lovely.
Oh, yeah. What was it about Laurel and Hardy that really? What was it about Laurel and Hardy that made you laugh?
Well,
Hardy, where, you know, Laurel was so simple.
Yeah.
And he used to do all silly things, and of course he, Hardy used to try and straighten him up, and but his facial expression.
One was short, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. And one was, you know,
yes.
There's a picture of him, have a look.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, he used to do such silly things, and Hardy used to get so mad with him.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Knock him down, didn't he? Go on the small one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember them.
No,
like
you did knock him about.
I can't pass it to Celia.
No.
Unless I move this in my mind.
Yeah, let me.
That's all right.
What about did you like the gangster films, the Edward G. Robinsons and
Jane
like that?
I wasn't so keen
not
on
so
gangster
keen on
them.
Joan Crawford.
Who was that?
Joan Crawford.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, rather.
Yeah. Was she well liked, Joan Crawford?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, very. Yes.
We didn't see short skirts to that extent, did we? There were no short skirts from both.
Not that time, but we've had the short skirts before.
Yes.
Because they're all dead now.
Yeah.
They all went balmy and had short ones. Due to rationing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shortage.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, some of the other ones I brought just now, people like Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was a great favourite.
Yes, that's her.
Betty Davis.
That's right. Yes.
30s. These pictures.
Yeah.
They're not all that old, really.
She was all curvy, wasn't she?
Do you remember Betty Davis?
Who?
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis.
Yes.
She's one of my favourites.
Was she? Mm. Yeah.
Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
What was it about Betty Davis that appealed to you?
Oh, she was so dramatic, you know. Shirley Temple, isn't it?
Who else have I got? Robert Montgomery.
He was very.
I'm trying to remember.
He's showing some of these on the telly, isn't he?
I mean, the old ones was
Keystone Cops and Harold Lloyd and Tom Mix.
Harold Lloyd, and all them,
they was the side.
Do you remember the husband of
Lloyd? No,
she was a beautiful singer. I believe they...
Chester Conklin.
I believe there was something about them a little while ago, having died. One of them.
Can't she?
Break down every 10 minutes. The old bloke found away on the piano down the pit, everybody chucking apple cores at him.
Who's the lady on the back?
It's Janet Gaynor.
Who?
Janet Gaynor.
Janet Gaynor,
Janet Gaynor, yes, remember the name.
Yeah.
What's the name of the husband and wife team that used to sing? He had a very beautiful voice.
Oh, yes,
didn't she?
Yes, I can't remember.
Think of the name of them.
Mm-hmm.
Used to love to go and hear them.
Yes, so did I. They were lovely. I can't remember names now.
The only one I can think of, I don't think they were married, is Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald.
Oh, this was the husband and wife team.
Yeah.
Yes, they were, and they used to sing beautifully.
He had a wonderful voice.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they were lovely.
Oh, gosh, what is the name of them?
I can't remember names now.
Yeah.
It'll come to me in a minute, I think.
Yeah.
And then I've got some others here, people like George Formby from the Comedians.
George Formby, yes.
Did you like George Formby?
Yes. No.
He's coming on his. He's got bad
Yeah. Well, what was it that put you off George Formby? Do you think?
I thought he was a bit silly, you know.
A bit silly, yeah. It's interesting because when I've talked to people before, I think people either really like George Formby or don't like him at all. He seems to get strong reactions, I think.
That's not Norman Wister, is it?
Who?
Norman Wister.
Was that Norman Wisdom on?
George Formby.
George Formby.
George Formby.
Yes, George Formby. Oh, yeah, so I'm leaning on the lamppost.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
That's right. Yeah. 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 Mr.
Yes,
that's
what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he was great fun, wasn't he? Yeah. I didn't know if he looked like that. I suppose we would if we saw him with a...
That's right, we see him with the ukulele.
Yes.
Another one I've got here is Gracie Fields. I don't know.
Gracie Fields, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. What's up, girl?
You'd have a job to recognise her there, I think.
Yeah. Did you think there was any difference between the films that were being made in England and films that were being made in America? In the 30s, were you aware of any? Yeah.
Who is this then?
Gracie Fields.
You'd have a job to recognise her, wouldn't you?
Yes.
No, I didn't like Gracie Fields.
Yeah.
I don't know why, just didn't.
Jesse Matthews.
This is
Jesse Matthews.
He lived in Ryslip.
And Sunny Hill.
I
cremated and in Ryslip Churchyard. And I remember one of the rose growers, she was 74 when she died, and one of the rose growers gave 74 rose bushes, and they were planted all around the path that was reserved for cremation.
Yeah.
And they were planted all around there. And there's just a little plaque, or no size at all.
Yeah.
In the ground, yeah. To Jesse Matthews.
Uh-huh.
Yes, in Ryslip Churchyard.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember she died, I believe, in Hatch End. And yeah, she did live in Ryslip at one time.
Yeah.
And I can remember once walking along the high street, she was walking along on the other side of the road, just in an ordinary skirt and white blouse. Yeah. And somebody said to me, "No, that is, that's Jesse Matthews."
Oh, no.
I said, "Well, I'm blowed, you wouldn't know her outdoors,
no,
would you?"
No.
She just went along just like any ordinary person,
with
a shopping bag.
Yeah.
I remember. She lived up in Berry Street.
Yeah. In Ryslip.
In Ryslip, yes. Mm.
Yeah.
I believe she lived with a sister. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I think so.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You remember her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just by coincidence, I've got, because she opened the Granada in Harrow. Jesse Matthews,
yes,
with Sunny Hill. So I've got a thing from the paper, I think
well,
it was
looked at that.
About 36, something like that.
And Sunny Hill,
yes.
Of course, how could we forget Jesse Matthews when you
the
said
show
that?
Goes on,
Do
you remember that?
Yes.
So was she very popular, Jesse Matthews?
Oh, she was at that time. Now, this must have been in the late 30s. Because we went to Ryslip in 1937. I lived there for 55 years.
Mm. Yeah.
And she was around then.
The Wonder Theatre of 1938, the grand opening, Granada, Harrow.
Harrow, God bless, yes.
Grand opening by Jesse Matthews and Sunny Hale in person. It says doors open at 7. Down here it says Gracie Fields, John Stewart, Owen Nares, the show goes on. Ruby Keeler, Alan Jenkins, Ready, Willing and Able. It's lovely, isn't it?
Lovely to see, isn't it?
Opening thing.
Yeah.
Especially for anybody that lives in Harrow, who knows Harrow really well. I don't. Would you like to see it?
Yeah,
sure she would.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because as I say, I was born in London, but was taken down to Eastleigh when I was 5. So that area around Eastleigh and Southampton, Winchester and that, is much more...
home to you.
I know that area
a
lot better.
There used to be a Coliseum in Harrow for variety shows.
Oh.
And it was over on the left-hand side as you come down Station Road. It was over on the left. It's all now shops and, you know, but and you know, there was lovely shows they had there. I actually saw, now, what's his name, the man who sings You Are My Heart's Delight.
Oh.
He was actually down there, And I know we had an awful job to get the tickets to go there, but we did get two to go.
Yeah, and it was a musical.
A musical, yeah. Yes. But they used to have straight plays.
Well, I used to love that thing that he sang.
You are my heart's delight. Yes. Yeah. And I think it was Bless the Bride, was it? The show, I believe it was. Yeah. It was on in London for a long time.
Yeah.
And they took it off in London and it toured round and it came to the Coliseum in Harrow.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was a lovely little theatre.
Yeah. Yes, they did that a lot in those days. They toured around after they'd been up the West End.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we often used to go to the shows there.
This is a picture from one of the films, I should imagine.
Yes, it's, I think it's Sing As You Go.
Which is it?
Sing As You Go.
Oh.
Wizard of Oz.
And Gold.
Oh.
No. Sing As You Go.
Sing As We Go. I remember the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one where she's, I think it's set in Bolton or one of the towns in the north of England.
Yeah.
And she leads lots of mill girls, a sort of typical Gracie Fields film.
Yeah.
I don't remember these two. Mm. Don't remember them.
Yeah.
Don't you? No. I don't remember them.
Don't recognise them.
They must have been in a film, I should imagine.
Yeah. Yes, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Hi. Interesting, aren't they?
They are. I know. I mean, the other thing maybe I should ask is, were you outside a lot when you were children? Did you play a lot outdoors?
Well, always.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, particularly, if you lived in London, the gardens were very small, and most people had children, had families, and
they're going to teach me something tomorrow.
Always had children to play with.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Well, that's the thing that something that we need have today.
I bet you've got some stories to tell.
Yes, we've all come from such different areas.
Yeah, of course, there's all different backgrounds, all different areas.
Yes.
Isn't it? Some from the East End, some from here, some from there.
Yes.
Yeah, all over the country.
Yes, we are, aren't we?
Well, it's been very interesting for me, and thanks very much for talking to me. I really appreciated that.
It's nice for us to remember too.
Oh,
yes, it brings. It's nice.
It brings it all back to you.
But sometimes, as I say to Val, it's very difficult when you've got certain people in the lounge. You can't sit with them as well because to get through to them is very difficult.
Yes, yes.
So that's why we have our afternoon tea in here and our film. We have a film. I do a man that goes all over the country and he brings slides and he talks on Wales and Scotland.
Yeah.
And there's certain people come in here. Like these, most of these ladies sitting in here and this gentleman, sit here, listen to them, because they can all talk together.
Yeah.
Some of them, I mean, there's lovely in the lounge at the moment. There's a lady in there, never comes out of the room. She's in there and she's singing for all she's worth.
Yes.
Yes, Minnie. She's singing for all she's worth and she won't come out of her room.
Yeah,
so I've got her down in the lounge and she's singing.
Yeah, she
and it's lovely, but she won't go in the lounge with other people. Mm. But she's gone in there today.
Is she?
She's on wing 3.
Oh.
She's right at the very end of your wing.
No, your wing.
Minnie.
Yeah.
She's in there singing a wonderful songs. Now, yeah.
And you know what she shouts out all the time.
She just shouts out. No, she's been in there since 2:30 and hasn't opened her. She's having a lovely time. Okay, so I can take them back now because they're due for their tea in a minute.
Yes, great. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Lord, that's gone quick.
3:00 nearly.
Yes.
Have you had all what you wanted? So you're all right, Val?
Yes, it's been great.
Need?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I was wondering if maybe what usually happens is I'll go back, I'll listen to my tape, and I'll think, I wish I'd asked this or that. And I was wondering if you would have any objections to me maybe coming another time.
Well,
Now I'm sure you ladies would be only too pleased, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've got
most of them, haven't you?
Yeah. It might be a wee while. It depends, really.
Maybe a few months, you see.
It could be a few months or a few weeks, but if I called ahead and...
Yeah. Okay.
Would that be all right?
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Lovely.
Okay, fine. If you phone and you speak to either Helen, Bert, you spoke to before. I think you spoke to me first, but also that day I was... Up to my eyes, I had another entertainer. And today, Helen's not in.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, I'm going to cope with everything. But it's done. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
But please, by all means, come back and I'll always bring them out to you.
That would be lovely.
But I think it's nice to stick to the same people if you can.
Yes,
if you want.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah? I mean, I can always find you some more. But
these
are my star pupils. Okay? Well, I'm going to take you now into the lounge.
Yeah. I want to go back. Must go there.
Del's here. Don't have the Del's here.
Thanks very much.
All right, now take your hands off then. Don't be so independent.
Yeah, why?
I know that.